Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not.
At the top of the news, the Catskill Republicans reported on Twitter on Saturday, June the 17th, that U.S. Representative John Faso was in Catskill for a community event that day, but the first-term Republicans' public schedule noted no such appearance. Catskill Republicans tweeted that Faso was attending their Catskill Grillin' and Chillin' Community Barbecue Cookout in the Bronson Street parking lot in Catskill. Faso's schedule, according to his website, only included appearances at the Meredith Dairy Fest and the Bovina Valley Farm Tour. Previous local congressional representatives such as Democrat Scott Murphy and Republican Chris Gibson included their complete schedule of community events online. Kayla Harris is reporting in the Times Union on mounting concerns that with opioid deaths on the rise nationwide, proposed cuts to Medicaid would prove harmful or even fatal for many. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a more than 20% increase in opioid-related deaths statewide between 2014 and 2015 in New York. U.S. Representative Paul Tonko said Medicaid funds are crucial to those seeking treatment for substance abuse disorders. The Amsterdam Democrat said the House-approved American Health Care Act, which proposes $880 million in cuts to the Medicaid program over 10 years, would have, and I quote, devastating consequences, end quote. Medicaid provides addicts the ability to access previously out-of-reach health care services. Stephanie Campbell, the executive director of Friends of Recovery New York, said, and I quote, rollbacks on Medicaid expansion would exacerbate a public health crisis into a state of emergency. Representative John Faso supported the American Health Care Act. He said in a statement that Congress has approved billions for opioid treatment through various pieces of legislation. He said, and I quote, I'm confident that there will remain sufficient resources through Medicaid, which, when combined with these other specific appropriations, will fund treatment options, end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. As Republicans in Washington, D.C. are about to reveal some details of their proposed new health care plan, Richard Moody in the Register Star surveys local health officials and advocates who are universally opposed to what they know of the plan. Hospital spokesman William Van Syke said, and I quote, we're very concerned about the American Health Care Act. The majority of Columbia Memorial Hospital patients rely on government insurance programs to pay for their care, disproportionately so compared to many other hospitals, which means that policy changes can have a very real impact here in our communities. CMH and all providers are increasingly challenged with maintaining services under a reimbursement structure that fails to cover costs or keep pace with inflationary factors, end quote. The story also quotes National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, and I quote, the correlation between a strong Medicaid program and the success of rural hospitals has become evident during the influx of rural hospital closures over the last 6 years, end quote. Johnson wrote in a letter to Congress, and I quote, 78 rural hospitals have closed since 2010, with over 80% of those located in states that opted out of the Medicaid expansion, with another 673 hospitals at risk of closure. The AHCA's proposed Medicaid cap could have devastating consequences for rural communities, end quote. Dane Pascuchello, Representative John Faso's chief of staff, had a different view. He said, and I quote, the ACA is collapsing in many parts of the nation, and New York has seen precipitous increases in premiums and deductibles. Standing by and doing nothing is not an alternative for Congressman Faso, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Catskill Mountain News reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, will make a rare public appearance on July the 7th at the Roxbury Arts Center in Roxbury. Faso, unlike Scott Murphy and Chris Gibson, the Democrat and Republican that previously represented the area, has not held any traditional town hall meetings. When he does appear at a public event, he only announces the event a few hours before on his website. Protesters have turned out at most publicly announced Faso appearances since he took office in January. This event is put on by the Delaware County Chamber of Commerce, part of their First Friday Breakfast Series. Anyone who wants to attend must register in advance at DelawareCounty.org or by calling 607-746-2281. You can read that full story in the Catskill Mountain News.
Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that the Republican Senate health care plan was unveiled June 22nd, and it includes an amendment from Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. The amendment shifts $2.3 billion in Medicaid costs from counties to cost the state. And Faso says that property tax bills would go down. When New York raises taxes in response, however, the poor who don't own homes will get a tax increase without any break elsewhere. On June 21st, Governor Andrew Cuomo said middle-class New Yorkers could expect a 26% tax increase if the Faso-Collins provision becomes law. Quote, Republicans in New York who voted for the House bill sent a clear message that they'd rather be puppets to ultra-conservatives in Washington than protect the nearly 3 million New Yorkers who will lose their health care coverage because of this bill, end quote, Cuomo wrote in an email on June 21st. Quote, and now the Senate is ready to double down on this disaster, despite the fact that the latest polls show only 17% of people support the ACHA, end quote. Faso is yet to engage Cuomo on the issue since the bill was unveiled, but in March said, quote, the cuts which Mr. Cuomo suggests are an intentional effort to sow fear among vulnerable populations in our state. The state has until 2020 to plan for takeover of Medicaid costs from counties, and there's ample room in the state budget to cut spending by 1.5% to pay its fair share of Medicaid, end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer also commented on the proposal, quote, President Trump called the House health care bill mean. The Senate GOP came out with their plan today. It's not mean, it's meaner, end quote. Hours after the text of the bill was released, at least four Republican senators announced they would not vote for it, as written, enough to block it in that chamber. And also just after the text was released, Cuomo also announced a series of panels about the plan, including a 6 p.m. June 26th panel to be held at the Hudson Opera House, which now calls itself Hudson Hall, at 327 Warren Street. Read the full story in Capital Confidential.
John Faso also spoke from the House floor on June 22nd about the Spencertown Fire Company.
Today I rise to honor the Spencertown Fire Company, which is celebrating 100 years of service to our communities in Columbia County, New York. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for the past century, this fire company has served with pride and courage. I express my gratitude for the past and present volunteers of this organization who have made great sacrifices and performed heroic acts to protect their neighbors. Today, 35 individuals make up the team at Spencertown Fire Company. Two-thirds of this group are active, highly skilled volunteer firemen. Their commitment to Spencertown and its neighboring communities does not stop at fire safety. Each year since 1985, they have awarded a $1,000 scholarship to a college-bound senior who chosen from within their service area. I thank Spencertown Fire Company President Alan Silvernail, Austerlitz Fire Chief Eric Pinkington, and the entire Spencertown Fire Company, which in the great tradition of New York fire companies continues to raise the standard in ensuring and furthering the well-being of our local communities. Mr. Speaker, I yield back.